Bitachon for Life, Shir 521, Thursday, Parshas Miketz. We are discussing the story with the woman that lost a tremendous amount of money, and she was able to respond the proper response. That the Rabbeinu Shel Olam knew that this is not my money, and therefore he took it away painlessly. And it's very important to analyze this story. Because this story can technically be the lowest level of bitachon, the level of mivtach, because essentially she gave up on ever getting back the money. But she trusted Hashem, like we explained. Mivtach means you trust Hashem. And she walked around b'menucha. That means that she basically passed the test in the situation that she was facing. And that's very important to keep in mind, and that is the crux of the story. When we talk about bitachon, we talk about a person believing that the Rabbeinu Shalom is taking care of us. We talk about the person understanding that the Rabbeinu Shalom can save us. But we also have to remember that there is a level of mivtach. There is a level of accepting with love what the Rabbeinu Shalom does once it happened already. And in this instance, which most people would say it's impossible for the money to come back, the obvious response would be mivtach, would be that I trust the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away from me because this money is not mine. And if we can maintain a level of mivtach, that is maintaining menuchas hanefesh, that is feeling bitachin, even under stress, even under fire. And that is what we have to walk away from this story with. A person does not necessarily have to always strive to feel the higher levels of bitachon. In many situations, you should, like we will explain. But when a person, Rachmana Litzlan, experiences a tzara, like this one, a person has to realize that we have to do what works. And for someone to start imagining that the money would come back can be very difficult. And sometimes it's just easier to come to terms and say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you're in charge. You know that this money was not mine, and therefore you took it away from me. Is there a higher level of bitachon? Absolutely. But if we're always shooting for the highest levels, sometimes we can get frustrated. And therefore we have to train ourselves to get better acquainted with every level that there is, that we should be able to know how to respond to the situation. And in every situation, the response can be different. We can have a different person that had an identical situation, and he responded differently. There's no rules. A person has to use the bitachon that works. And therefore, in such a situation, if the bitachon that works is mivtach, and that makes you feel menuchas nefesh, because that's the objective, to feel menuchas nefesh, then you achieved what the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted you to achieve. Are there higher levels of bitachon? Absolutely. But bitachon is a lifelong journey. And therefore we take it slow. And when a person has a situation and they accept it with love and they accept it with simcha, they have brought real kvayt shamayim. They realize that there is someone else that's running this world and not me. And that is a very important lesson from this story. But the story is not over yet.